Remember the guidelines. You need not believe the ideas. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to accept the ideas. You don't have to accept the ideas. You don't even have to welcome the ideas. You don't have to welcome anything that you're about to hear. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to welcome it. It's okay not to believe me. It's okay not to welcome me. And it's okay not to accept me. I want you to have a vacation for an hour from trying to accept anybody. Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Yeah, thank you.
I got you. You're going to find some of it hard to believe, quite startling, but if you use it, you will see that it works. If you use it, you will see that it works if you use it. So we're going to be on page 229 in the text if you got the book. You are loving and lovable and innocent and sinless and guiltless and loving and lovable and innocent and guiltless and sinless and lovable and sweet and wonderful and fine, spectacular, intelligent, incredible, stupendous, colossal. You are lovable, innocent, fantastic, free, abundant, wonderful, guiltless, sinless, infinitely intelligent, all-powerful. What happened?
Yeah! What the hell happened?
What happened?
We forgot. We forgot. We forgot. We forgot.
So let's see what the Course says. I'm going to read paragraph 7 on page 229. And I'm going to give the Course in Miracles definitions of some of those religious terms, like God's Son means love's creation, you. So we're going to try to get past the terminology to the meaning. What is one cannot be perceived as separate. And the denial of the separation is the reinstatement of knowledge. In other words, your knowledge has been reinstated when you stop denying that you're one with everybody else.
The power that we forgot about, the power that we forgot about, will be reinstated when you stop denying that you're just like everyone else.
You have love and you have fear. You make mistakes and sometimes you seem to do things right. You're just like everybody else. You're one. We're the same. So, the Course is saying to us then, at the altar of God, the holy perception of God's Son becomes so enlightened that light streams into it and the Spirit of God's Son shines in the mind of the Father and becomes one with it. What the hell did I just say? Well, I said it very gently. Does God shine upon God, loving the extension of God, that's you. I am love, shining on love, loving everything that's an extension of me. So that's your relationship to that which created you. Is that it's shining on you. That means what's creating you loves you because you are the extension of what created you. What created you loves you because you are the extension of what created you. What created you loves you because you are the extension of what created you. This has nothing to do with belief. This will get difficult if you think I'm asking you to believe me. I'm just asking you to hear me. Because something can be true without your understanding it. And you don't have to know how things work to get an answer. You with me?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. The world has no purpose as it blends into the purpose of love. What? If you would tell yourself the truth right now, you have to probably admit that your purpose of experiencing love is becoming more important to you than the purposes that you used to have in the world. Mm-hmm. Yes. Am I too far base on that? Like for some of you, more and more and more, your desire for freedom, your desire for peace, your desire to get out of the rat race of the conflict and the fear, now that's more important to you than the house.
Yes.
It's more important to you than a car. Mm-hmm. It's more important to you than having a relationship. It's more important to you than having that new purse or that new coat. You know, all of a sudden, your purpose of love, the purpose of the world has no purpose as it begins to blend into the purpose of love. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it says the real world has slipped quietly into heaven. And then the Course describes what heaven is. The Course says heaven is where everything eternal in it has always been. So you're in heaven when you recognize you are eternal and you realize you've always been and you always will be. You'll be in heaven. It's deep. What if you really knew you were never gonna die and you were gonna always have a good time? Would you want to live? Y'all scare me. That's scary. To say, how would you like it if you could live forever and be in total joy? Yeah. See, the I'm not saying I'm the one that's, you know, gonna be the one to give it to you. Obviously, I'm not the one that gives it to people. Talk to some of my past relationship partners. Okay, now. Sometimes when I need a witness to my guilt, I just remember that some of the things I've done to myself in relationships in the past. And then when I want to see the witness to my innocence, I just open my eyes and look right in front of me and see all the cool stuff that's in front of my eyes right now, like you. End of the past, in the present. Now I'm not having to undo my past because my present is so cool, there's no room for my past. There's no space in my happiness for my fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you hear me?
That's a good thing.
Please say that back to me because I don't know what the hell I just said, okay? Remember that. I'm channeling when I'm standing up here. My real self is talking to you. The phony will be back at 1 or 2 o'clock. Okay. The phony me is the one that most people think is me. The phony me is the one that thinks that it can lose, that sometimes people do stuff to it and it's the victim, and sometimes if it's really good, it'll get a reward, and it believes it's got a few more years, and then it's gonna go to somewhere else. And, you know, the phony me is on the lookout, it's defending, it's worried, it's, you know, trying to have a little few little shabby relationships cause so I won't be by myself. The phony me needs the approval of everyone around me for it to feel like it's worthwhile or valuable. The phony me doesn't claim its power and blames others for everything it goes through. The phony me is trying to figure out what's going on when it doesn't even know anything. So when y'all see him, forgive him. And don't tell him where I am. The real me really don't want to deal with this dude. Okay? I'm not going to harm him, but we don't need to be hanging out together. Okay. Okay. Then it says, when you slip quietly into heaven where everything eternal in it has always been, he says, they're the redeemer and the redeemed. They're the creator and the creation, joined in the complete love of God and of each other. Mm-hmm. So I am experiencing heaven when I am joined with you and we are experiencing the complete love of each other. So heaven is your home. In other words, you're supposed to be living in a place that the only thing you experience is complete love for you. Any place you are that you're not experiencing complete love for you is not your home. And your home is in love, so your home must also be in you. So your home is in you. I would invite you to move into yourself. Call the moving van. And say, Saturday morning, I'm going to call some friends and we need to get the van so they can help me move into myself. What would be moving into myself? Moving into myself would be moving into